Hello, everyone. Thank you, thank you, thank you, everyone, for being here. This is Ian. Thank you. We had a bit of a technical issue in the beginning, right there at the beginning of the call, but thank you, everyone, for being here. Gene was with us a moment ago, and I think he might have just dropped off, but thank you so much, everyone, for being here. Let me just get the show going because Gene's going to be calling in just a second. We are weaving the web of light. Thank you so much. Let's invoke the Ancient Ones for today's show. Let's invoke the beautiful, divine, beloved beings of love, light, power, and service to support us today and open our hearts because we do have a lovely, lovely show. Let me introduce our next guest to you, someone who many of you are very familiar with because he's been on our show many times. Gene Ang has a healing practice based in Thousand Oaks, California, and sees clients for a number of healing practices. In addition, he teaches seminars that focus on the integration of science, spirituality, and healing. Gene travels both in the United States and internationally, facilitating healing sessions and workshops. Gene received his BA from Stanford in human biology and philosophy with religious studies, and his PhD from Yale University in neurobiology. His work centers around the use of subtle energy to restore balance and harmony to the body and the mind. And today, Gene's going to be talking about the Arcturian initiations, moving forward in your path of light body evolution. And during the show, Gene's going to be talking and doing the Arcturian warrior initiation frequency, which is a live group process. And of course, Gene will be taking questions live. So star two to put your question in if you're on the phone, or if you're in the webinar box, put your question in there. And Gene will channel various Arcturian healing method frequencies to assist you with any issue you might be facing or to help you with your own evolution. So welcome, Gene. Welcome to the show.
Hiya. It's great to hear your voice and great to be here with everyone.
Yeah, that worked out nicely. I know I was just sharing with everyone we did have some technical issues in the beginning, but it looks like we are streaming right now. So, yeah, welcome back. Yeah. It's been a little while, but it's great to have you back. I know every time that you come on the show, you really bring amazing energy with you, and you bring forth the Arcturian energy and then channel the healing frequencies, which I know many people are really keen on experiencing today. So if you haven't had a chance to experience Gene's beautiful healing frequencies, today's the day. There's going to be a lovely group process meditation, as I mentioned, the Arcturian warrior initiation frequency. It's a live group process. So, you know, I'd love to get started, Gene, by having you share a little bit. You know, of course, you've been on the show many times, but there might be people who haven't heard you before or maybe don't follow you. And I know you specifically connect with the Arcturians. So, you know, for the sake of those possibly who don't have a knowledge of who the Arcturians might be, or even if they don't have the depth of knowledge that maybe you possibly have, could you share with us a little more who the Arcturians are?
Yeah. Well, I see the Arcturians as interdimensional spiritual beings, much like a shamanic practitioner might connect with certain helping spirits in their healing practice to act as a conduit or channel to the divine, or a person might connect with certain angelic guides. And the Arcturian consciousness or flavor has a type of star quality, since there is actually a physical star in the Boots constellation, which is actually visible physically in the night sky. That's called Arcturus. I'm really referring perhaps more to the inner world or the astral and higher dimensional plane aspect of that. And they're well known for having healing capacities or abilities, and other people have either connected just personally. Some people have been public about their connection and have kind of brought through as channelers or writers or sound healers, the Arcturians. So there are a universal helping spirit that people can connect to with a kind of an emphasis on global or individual consciousness transformation, as well as specifically healing or energetic type healing.
Mm, Beautiful, thank you. I wanted to ask you a little bit around, you've worked with them so long now. What's some of the, from your perspective, Gene, what some of the reasons are why they're so invested in helping us to align ourselves to the greater frequencies and the vibrations of the, different dimensions to really assist humankind, because they are absolutely here to assist us. And I wanted to find out from your viewpoint or from your experience, what you feel or what you've heard, why they are so invested in helping humankind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think like many different higher beings in their capacity, they're a reminder to us of our multidimensional self. And perhaps for many people on this call, but that may be an assumption, but I think they've connected in many aspects to parts of themselves that are beyond the local personality or the physical body. But for a majority of the planet, that might not always be the case. And there is a predominant sense that usually labeled as scientific materialism, where what's considered real is only the physical plane and only our physical body. And although that can be a very helpful worldview to develop science and technology, it does run into problems when interacting with people and kind of the problems and issues we may face. But when you expand that view of yourself and therefore others and also the world to encompass a more multidimensional view, you can receive answers from deeper parts of yourself and deeper parts of others, as well as interact with others on a deeper level. And I really think that's what the Arcturian consciousness is reminding us of and helping us to have direct experiences of that. So it's not only theoretical, but a direct experience.
Mm. Wonderful, thank you. Hey, Gene, I wanted to take a quick break from just the questions here. I did have a couple of people just write in that they're not able to hear, or some people actually said, when is the event starting? So, and that was like 3 minutes after. So I just want to double check with everyone. So it's mostly going to be those on the webinar. If you're on the webinar, if you're listening on the webcast and you've got that little question box there, please just type in if you can hear us, make sure the audio is okay, and that you can actually hear the show. So if you're on the webinar box, please do me a favor. There's a lot of you on the webinar. Please, at least a few of you, just make sure that we know that you can hear us. So we've actually got a live show going. On this side, it looks like we are rolling. But from your side, I don't know. So let's see what they say. All right. All right. Okay, yeah. Okay. Okay, calling on the phone. So anyone listening on the webcast, can you hear us on the webcast or only on the phone? Do me a favor and let me know if you can hear us on the webcast or only on the phone, because there's a lot of you on the webcast, and I want to make sure that you can hear us, okay? So if you're on the webcast, just let us know. Just type in there. Okay, good. Audio, great audio. Okay, lots of people saying yes. Okay, good, perfect. So it might just be a few of you, so sorry about that, everyone. I know we did have some challenges right up front, but we're here now, and we're good to go. So we'll just continue. So, Gene, thank you for that brief interlude, and we'll get back to our chat. One of the things that the Arcturians mostly help with, or most interested in helping us with, I've found since having spoken to you for quite a few shows now, Gene, is specifically our healing. And you do a lot of channeling. You channel the healing frequencies. What is it specifically around the healing frequencies that can really help, a community such as this, like the wisdom community or, spiritual communities? What is it about the healing frequencies that they can really help us with?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mentioned this multidimensional aspect. And so I think the frequencies, depending on sort of where a person's current development is in terms of what they want in their life or what they're working on. It can work on all those dimensions of a person's self, or the Arcturians can work on that level. And just to give one model, it's not the only model, of what these dimensions might look like. So I usually use or present a seven-dimensional model of a person's constitution. So that would be the physical body, the etheric or pranic chi body, where like your chakras and energy channels are located, acupuncture channels, your emotional body, mental body, causal or karmic body, spiritual body, and then your divine or non-dual self, where your consciousness is unified with the Godhead. And I believe the Arcturians are really able to assist us on all seven of those levels, wherever our particular issue or intention might be, or not only at the symptom level, but at the causal level. So even though we might be experiencing a physical ailment, and of course we'd like the physical changes to occur, the cause might be at a karmic level. And so I think the Arcturians are able to also assist us to reach also at those deeper levels, such as like the karmic body. So I think that's the help of this multidimensional both model as well as assistance from the Arcturians.
Mm-hmm. Now, is there a way that we might best connect with them? You know, if we look up in the night sky, I know that, for example, we don't have to know the stars that we are looking at. But if we are in a state where we really feel that we would benefit from or most align with the Arcturian healing frequencies, you know, aside from working with someone like you, for example, if we had to do it by ourselves, then what would you suggest? Because I know you've actually done a lot of work where you have, worked with them like in the Matterhorn in Switzerland, and you've actually made some really, really profound connections with them. For someone who maybe doesn't have as much background working with Arcturians, mm-hmm. but really feels the resonance and feels that the Arcturians would be really a beautiful group to work with, what would you suggest to someone to maybe take the first steps?
Yeah, I'll mention a number of different consciousness tools, as simple but straightforward and as effective that I've found as possible. Just starting from the most profound but straightforward way or simple way, not necessarily any less effective than the other ones I'll mention, is simply the intention, or you could almost call it an invocation, if that word resonates with people, or if they know techniques or have done that in other healing classes or meditations, where you simply ask that the Arcturians, in this case, or any higher being or source or symbol of the divine for you, to be in your energetic space, whether that be during a meditation or during a healing session, whether it be for self-healing or healing of others. And if you're sensitive, you may feel a vibration come in immediately after you make that invocation or soon after. Even if you're not sensitive or that's sort of new to you, you can just trust that over time, if that is something you want to make a connection to, that each time you kind of make that intention to make the connection, that they're present, and you'll begin to get signs in the physical world or also in other consciousness spaces, such as just your own awareness, that you've made the connection. I think that's actually the most straightforward but powerful way. The other ways that I particularly use to download the information for the frequencies we'll experience, the courses or a transmission event I might hold, is I use shamanic journeying, which I think we've talked about in the past. And that is a specific technique to alter your state of consciousness. And I use rhythmic percussion or drumming to do that. And I've taken classes to just be trained in that. But then you would move your consciousness like on a journey. And for people who've done that, I think many people are starting to learn that methodology. I usually take an upper world journey to the Arcturians and in that way interact in my consciousness with them directly. And then just finally, as a third method, it sort of links back to the first one, kind of when you're in a deep meditation or just in the, you know, as you're meditating, when your mind is more still, you can make that intention to either hear or work or feel the frequency of the Arcturians. And if you're a healer, they'll simply start allowing that frequency to come through your hands or through your field. So it really is an invitation because they won't step into your field unless that conscious invitation is there. And so I think you could say it boils down to intention to connect.
Well, thank you. Since you've been working with them for so long now, have you noticed any change in how they are working with us, you know, based on the new energies that are coming in or based on what is happening on the planet or what has happened the last few years? Are they working with you differently than they have before?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think there has been an evolution. They're very, in my interaction or my perception of them, they're very steady. Their consciousness is very steady. That's always how I felt them, not up, not down. There's a stability to my perception of their consciousness. Just in my own work with them, and it's mostly come through, you know, this form that I call the Arcturian Healing Method, which is like a training in like a, almost like a healing modality. I started out, of course, in the United States where I'm from, but then it has, and I've let it grow organically, sort of just people who feel like connected to it have invited me to different places. It has grown globally or internationally. And I think that, like, just now looking back, that was probably part of the Arcturian consciousness. And many people around the world have connected with the Arcturians. And so I think it's a, since it is a galactic consciousness, it has had a very global quality manifested in my own experience with it, which is more a reflection, maybe a pointer to us that we are a global or even a galactic consciousness, but maybe just starting with that global aspect, that we are a global consciousness.
Yeah, right, exactly. And, you know, we are evolving, and definitely the vibration on the Earth, you know, even if you look around, sometimes it's hard to believe, but for sure we are, the vibration is increasing. There's just more and more people that are waking up, and it's evidenced in quite a few ways. Although there's clearly a lot of work that still has to be done for humanity to, you know, align with the frequencies more so of, you know, love and light and peace and harmony, all those frequencies that so many of us on the call today are really, really trying to embody. I spoke a little bit about this, well, you did earlier, and I asked the question about the healing, and I just wanted to get your perspective on the importance of healing the body, and you mentioned the causal body as well, but also things like past life trauma versus aligning us with some of the higher frequencies of love. Would you say, and I'm talking a little bit maybe I didn't make myself clear, but would you say that they are more interested, if you would, in helping us initially heal physically or align with the higher frequencies of, for example, love, peace, joy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I have seen significant physical healing, but I have also noticed that, like, what has been downloaded, like some of these initiation frequencies that we'll be talking about or experiencing, these are sort of more geared to not solely, but look more like a soul development or a consciousness development emphasis, you know, on, like you said, in the ladder of developing aspects of our consciousness to resonate at a higher vibration and higher ideals or thought forms of love or peace, acceptance, or unity. So I think they can interact on all the dimensions, although the higher frequencies, just because where they land in the method of, like, higher levels, there is a focus on like consciousness development.
You know, you also mentioned, Gene, that the initiation frequencies are coming through, and later on we'll be doing a group process, the Arcturian Warrior initiation frequencies. How are these frequencies that you'll be sharing later in the show different to what's come forward in the past?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think we've done like maybe awakening initiation frequencies, and like you mentioned, the Zermatt piece, which was the certain beings called the white, the golden lions,
mm-hmm.
Which is a very profound sort of almost like a UFO or light ship experience on the mountain of Zermatt, very physically visible. These, I believe, are more geared to people as they are trying to navigate what I call the independence path of spiritual initiation. And just to give a little background on that, perhaps like three lifetimes ago or like 300 years ago, if we were on a spiritual path and incarnated, kind of an internal path, we may have been in a certain spiritual framework where we had a teacher or a guru, depending on the culture, and they were showing us different techniques or guiding us. And as our higher self developed or crystallized on future incarnations, and maybe now or recently, when we incarnate, we kind of are very attuned to the higher self very early on. And so we're kind of really receiving guidance directly from that and still going through our consciousness evolutionary path. We may still be learning from teachers, but in a way that's open, and maybe many teachers rather than just one teacher, and many disciplines rather than one. So it's more synthetic or cosmopolitan. So these initiation frequencies from the Arcturians are meant to help us now in this sort of modern era with our modern subtle bodies, which might have been different 300 or 3,000 years ago, to help us on this continuing on the kind of this path of consciousness evolution, but that's up to date, so to speak, kind of meeting us where we are right now. And when we talk about them, you can see that people will probably feel like, oh yeah, I've actually gone through that, you know, these almost like known initiations. And I think we may go through them in like a cycle. So each time we go through them, they get deeper, whether that's within one lifetime or within many lifetimes.
Mm. Beautiful. Well, thank you so much. Let's do this. We've got so many questions today, and so many people are writing in and raising their hands. I'd love if you could not do the group process now. We'll do that towards the end, Gene. But if you could, you know, we could go to the phones, and then that way we could have you demonstrate some of the frequencies that are coming through. And as you do them, or you could explain what some of them might be. I think that's a great way for people to experience what you're referring to.
Yeah, that's great.
Okay, great. Well, let's take some callers. Let's go to the phones first, and we're going to go to Port Angeles. Port Angeles, Washington, and the last four digits of the phone number are 1419, and you are live with Gene. So when you come on, hi there.
Hi.
Well, welcome. I just wanted to, I guess I brought you on a little too soon, but I just wanted to share with everyone that if you want to share with Gene any issue that you might be facing, or even if you would just like a frequency to help you with your soul's evolution, so it could be either or, then Gene can transmit the various frequencies to help you with that particular issue or to help you on your evolution. So that's, I'm just letting everyone know how to approach the subject. So what's your name?
My name is Debbie, and I am definitely interested in what the Arcturians have to say to assist me in my soul evolution.
Oh, great. Was there any particular thing or more just in that open way?
Are there any blocks should be cleared to assist in my soul evolution?
Okay, great. Yeah. Yeah, so there is a particular frequency called the Arcturian scalar wave frequency. It's based on scalar waves, which are healing waves. They're also used in different applications, even from physical energy to pranic energy. And they're sort of a centered energy without any polarity, meaning there's rather than a yin or a yang or a kind of a polar aspect to this energy, it's very centered. And this can seek out the different blocks, perhaps in all the different subtle bodies that you mentioned. Does that sound like something you'd like to experience?
Yes, absolutely. Thank you.
Okay. Okay, great. And for everyone else on the call, also if you're listening to this as a recording, the intention is that you'll also be experiencing the whatever frequencies we're using for the individual callers. You can set your own intention for what they are working in your system. And just to let you know, just from my own experience and the guidance from the Arcturians, the frequencies usually don't need that much time to do their work. They can usually get done in like a minute or two. So even within these so-called short exposures, they're really complete healing. Okay, so we're experiencing the Arcturian scalar wave energy. So we're starting with the Arcturian scalar wave energy, both for Debbie's specific intentions, also to clear any blockages to her consciousness evolution, and also everyone else's intentions. For people who haven't heard these calls before when I'm channeling, I usually will be silent. I usually will state the frequency name. And then I'm silent while they're going. Every so often, if it's still going, I'll say something so that people know I'm still here on the line. But if you hear me go silent, it's only because I'm focused on holding the frequency. So we're continuing with the Arcturian scalar wave energy. Okay, and the frequency has ended there.
Thank you.
Great, yeah. People can, yeah.
Thanks, Debbie. Thanks, much love. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you. Okay, bye-bye. Bye.
Beautiful. And, you know, I think that there must have been a real need for that healing transmission, Jean, because that was longer than some of the ones in the past. When you channel this, is I know you said they work pretty rapidly. Do you find that depending on the issue, is there a pattern that some go longer, some go shorter, or it's just, you know, we are just in a state of being and receiving, and then when it feels complete, that's when it ends?
Yeah, it's a good question. It kind of points out the frequencies. They're both consciousness and energy. So they have their own intelligence. So what I usually do is I'll turn them on just with intention. And then I'm not deciding how long to go consciously. Mm-hmm. I'm just almost like observing when they turn off on their own, kind of defaulting to its intelligence. So like you said, and which can kind of point out maybe some clinical or aspects or some information, like if you see it going on for quite a longer time than usual, like you mentioned, maybe there was need for a little bit longer exposure or a little more work, whether it be for an individual, for a group. So that can actually give you some feedback, because I'm simply just following what the frequencies intelligence is deciding.
Okay, thank you. And Gene, I'm sure you've heard this question before. And with everything that's going on, it's on people's minds. And we're not fear-mongering and we're not buying into any sort of panic. However, there is a degree of caution around the coronavirus. And so a lot of the questions today are pertaining to the coronavirus. So have you received any insight or have you received any direction around the Arcturians, perspective on that or the rationale behind why this is happening? That's kind of part A. And part B was, have you received any specific healing frequencies that might help us with the coronavirus?
Yeah, maybe to go to the second piece, because I did receive a download for an Arcturian immune transmission for this time period. So maybe we can actually experience that next. I can bring that through. I had done an event with that frequency for that was downloaded or requested from the Arcturians for this time to sort of bolster our immune system on all levels, physical, etheric, emotional, mental, causal, spiritual, and divine, as well as bring that sense of stability and calm, like you said, because I think there is a very strong fear thought form that's possible, and there's also a very a more positive, uplifting choice or timeline you can choose in terms of meeting this expression of the universe in a way that transforms us, which I think is the Arcturian, kind of where the Arcturian frequency can, this immune frequency can take you to a more positive, almost initiation direction. So we can experience that. And then in terms of the first part of the question, my own sense from the Arcturians, again, is that, they are here to assist, that there has been global changes in the past, maybe at this level, maybe 100 years ago with another type of influenza or Spanish influenza. But now we're meeting it here, and that it is meant, if we want to take it not so much in a fear way, but as a transformative way for ourselves. It depends on the perspective, because just to share with you something that's very interesting is if you took what's going on from Gaia's perspective, just on the physical dimension, actually the planet has less pollution going on. It has has had a time to breathe because there hasn't been as many planes and so forth. There was an article recently in CNN that was just showing satellite views of how much cleaner the atmosphere is from that perspective. So it's very interesting on what level you sort of are tuning into it.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Well, if you want to take us through that, the immune transmission, I think that would be wonderful for everyone on the call.
Okay, yeah. So this was a request from the Arcturians for sort of frequencies that would help us during this time. They're called the Arcturian immune transmission. So we'll experience that and then just see how long it goes for. You can set your intention for them, but they're meant to bolster your immune system, both literally and symbolically, on the physical, etheric, emotional, mental, causal, spiritual, and divine level. So we're starting the Arcturian immune transmission. continuing with the Arcturian immune transmission. Continuing to deepen the Arcturian immune transmission. Continuing with the Arcturian immune transmission. And continuing with a deeper cycling of the Arcturian immune transmission. And that completes the exposure to the Arcturian immune transmission.
Wow, beautiful. Thank you so much for sharing that with us.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm glad we could do that. Yeah.
Catherine from Liverpool is writing in, and she says, would you be able to give her some guidance on what her current issues are in regard to slowing her? So she's feeling a lot of slowness towards attaining her fullest life and her soul potential. So any guidance or healing that you can transmit for Catherine from Liverpool, and for that matter, anyone who is just feeling maybe some sluggishness or not able to move forward on their path?
Yeah, there's a frequency that's actually held by three classes of beings. Metatron, Melchizedek, and the Arcturians. It's called the Metatron, Melchizedek, Arcturian mandala healing frequency. And I think that could be quite powerful and helpful with what Catherine has mentioned, and also others, if that's part of what your intention is to transform and or accelerate sluggish, or if you feel blocked path spiritually. But you can also utilize it on all levels, so whatever your intention might be.
Thank you.
Okay. So we'll experience this frequency. So it's called the Metatron Melchizedek Arcturian Mandala Healing Frequency. And it's starting now. We're continuing with the Metatron Melchizedek Arcturian Mandala Healing Frequency, both for Catherine's intention as well as the group's specific or individual intention. continue to channel the Metatron, Melchizedek, Arcturian, Mandala healing frequency. And that completes the exposure to those session frequencies. You can gently come back to your body. When you feel comfortable, you can open your eyes and snap your fingers.
Beautiful. Thank you so much.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I wanted to ask you, you know, there are so many of these beautiful frequencies that you've transmitted for us over time and to your clients throughout the world. If someone had a collection of them, it would it be very similar to just following your guidance and your higher self and feeling into which one might be the most appropriate for a situation you might be going through, or is there another way that someone might decide, if you would, which ones to align with an experience at a particular time?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, the methodology you mentioned is also a very good one. If people kind of feel much more intuitive in how they choose things and can kind of tune into the vibration or the energy of the package or to the interview, the recording, and based on where they are at the present time, kind of pick and choose what's going to kind of bring in the frequency. There is one general idea that what I have done, like even on the call or, you know, when we're running these frequencies now, and definitely with the different recordings, the packages, I kind of intentionally set up much like an invocation, a request, a humble request to the different higher beings, particularly the Arcturians and angelic beings, to hold the space and then bring in the channeling. So regardless which recording or interview you're listening to, in a sense, it's almost like just starting a call or like with them. So even though there's very specific details of what was being channeled in the recording, in many respects, because it is a direct interaction, you could say the recording is almost like dialing a cell phone number to the higher beings. It's simply an open channel in a sense, depending on what you need. They will, because of their intelligence or higher intelligence than yours, will interact with you directly. But the specifics of what was recorded can be quite helpful if you really wanted to tune in or dial in what you wanted. And I would maybe if you had some of the names of the ones we did previously, I could kind of say one or two words about them. But the one that we're experiencing now, these initiation frequencies, they're definitely tuned in to accelerating your spiritual path, particularly if you're feeling various challenges. Because those are usually initiation markers, like challenges in your life is what actually gets you through to the next level. It's usually the methodology your soul brings to you.
Yeah, you know, I think I wanted to have you go through these because these are new to us. We haven't seen them before, certainly not here on the Wisdom Show. And these mm-hmm. are initiation frequencies. And I thought this would be a great opportunity for us to have you share with us what each of them are about, you know, as we go through each of them. So let's do that. So everyone, I'm going to have Gene share his offer because the offer literally are these beautiful Arcturian initiation frequencies that are here to usher us into a new state of consciousness. So if you're on the webinar page, everyone, just go ahead and click the orange button underneath Gene's photograph. And if you're not on the webinar page, then just go ahead and type in WOTA show.com /Gene, which is G-E-N-E. That's G-E-N-E and the number 9. So it's just lowercase WOTA show.com /Gene, which is G-E-N-E and the number 9. And Yeah, tell us about these frequencies what's available to us today.
Yeah. Well, in the Arcturian healing method, the training, there's 8 levels that have been taught. There's one coming, like a 9th, in the near future in December. But these are initiation frequencies are in the level 8 training, where people get attuned to channeling these. So these would be exposures to these frequencies. So they're really kind of at the cutting edge of the methodology. But like what I was saying, people go through various initiations, which I would just define as transformations or landmark transformations in your consciousness. Sometimes they can be experienced as trials, meaning challenges, because it usually takes like a more complex issue for us to be faced with in order to reorganize our subtle bodies and consciousness in order to deal with that new stimulus. And that's usually the initiation challenge. But I'll go through these. These are also different sessions, but they're also the framework of the initiation. There are 7 of them, and maybe as I'm just saying one or two words about them, you'll feel a resonance that you've either been through that or have heard about that, and maybe haven't, which would also be very helpful or awakening. And then just realize that they're not one and done type of initiations, meaning we kind of go through cycles of them and becoming deeper each time we go through them. The first session, which is also recording, but the first initiation is the Arcturian Awakening Initiation. And just in a nutshell, that's usually when you have come to a point in your life where you realize there's much more than just either your local personality or the physical world, and you're searching and finding something new, usually something what I call multidimensional or spiritual. The second session is the Arcturian Scholar Initiation, and this is usually a landmark initiation where you find yourself studying spiritual or esoteric material and really understanding it on a deeper level. Some modern forms of that is you might see yourself with 20 stacks of books at your, you know, besides your bed, and 3 stacks, because you're reading so many spiritual books, or you're taking spiritual classes, or listening to telesummits almost daily, just because you feel like you have to feed yourself on that level, almost like an intellectual, esoteric level. The Arcturian Warrior Initiation Frequency, which we'll experience later today, is the kind of special transmission, is where you are called to sort of stand up for your spiritual ideals. You develop that sense of courage. You might be met with various challenges in your life or the life of your family members or those who you love in order to develop that sort of inner will or inner divine fire. The fourth session, or the fourth initiation, is the Arcturian Queen Initiation. That's where you're beginning deep soul processing and clearing of blockages so that you can get on further with your spiritual path of service. And maybe some of the requests, like from Debbie or Catherine or some of what was written in, you know, resonated very closely with this initiation, Queen Initiation. The King Initiation, also it was going to be called the Servant Initiation, is where you have been developing personally. Then you recognize you're really, your next step is you have to begin serving others, or begin looking at how to help others as part of your own spiritual path. So that's the Arcturian King or Servant Initiation. The sixth session is the Arcturian Sun Hero Initiation, and this is where you're coming into deep resonance with what I call your I Am Presence, like the Christ being or the solar logos within that esoteric tradition is a fractal emanation or a blueprint for our I Am Presence, as an example. And so that's where you're going into deep resonance and living from that perspective rather than your local personality perspective. And finally, the seventh initiation is the Arcturian Master Healing Initiation. It's sort of a recap or a synthesis of the previous 6 initiations, plus where you're developing your own system or capacity, almost like a way of interfacing that, where you can deeply serve others. It might be in a teaching role or a healing role or a leadership role.
Beautiful. Wow, lovely. I'm really getting the sense that this package here that you are offering would be so applicable to so many on the call today. And because so many are in these various stages. And so my question to you now, Jean, would be, when you listen to these and you align with the frequencies that are being transmitted to the listener, does it help you move through that particular initiation with greater ease and grace? It accelerates you through that initiation? Can you just give us a bit more of an explanation around how they actually assist someone when they're listening to this to these frequencies?
Yeah, exactly. You could say they're like packed form downloads, of course, for your specific information with the assistance of the Arcturian consciousness. So ultimately, the information comes from your higher self with the assistance of the Arcturian, or you're requesting or that assistance. And then that information will unpack over time in the way that's most accelerated but also most balanced. So you wouldn't want to accelerate your life to the point where it's sort of unbalanced or out of control. So there is that sense of, like you mentioned, the grace and the ease. So if you feel like you're going through that particular initiation but you haven't gone through it, then it would help you navigate that in a much more graceful or conscious fashion. They can also be used as stimuluses to, if you feel like this is initiation that's coming up but hasn't actually entered your life, you could, that download of information could bring that initiation into your life either in the near future or exactly when it would be most appropriate to unpack. And then if you've already gone through like one, maybe some people feel they've experience something like the awakening initiation, maybe when they're 20s or 30s or 40s or 50s or whenever it might have been, it could reignite a deeper understanding or another turn of that cycle going deeper. So that's how it might manifest in terms of assistance.
Beautiful. And all we have to do is prepare to receive. And receive the frequencies and be open to the healing. Yeah, wonderful, wonderful. Yeah, I think this is definitely going to be something that I can see a lot of people in the wisdom community are going to really feel a deep resonance with too. It seems like such a, to me, it just really seems, and I'm getting the download that it's so gentle and so nurturing. And it's going to just carry us or support us, not necessarily at our pace, but it's going to just really just, you know, nurture us through whatever process we're going through. It just seems to me such a gentle but powerful process that you're bringing to us. That's just what I'm getting. It's, nothing that's going to be, lightning bolts through our bodies. It's just going to be a beautiful, beautiful, carrying us to the next level. It just seems that way to me.
Yeah, well, just to kind of echo that, I was recently talking to a promoter who's actually in Greece, and she studied a number of different modalities and our teachers of other modalities. And what she was noting with the Arcturian method was that it is not aggressive energy. Like it is, it waits for you to, be ready and accept whatever is next in your life, and then it assists. I've always found that to be the case. I'm also maybe also that it's kind of my inherent way. Maybe that's why I had a resonance with the Arcturians. A bit of like how an oak tree would grow or how nature grows. Like you never would see a plant just grow like in a way that's aggressive. It just grows at its own pace.
Lovely, lovely. Well, thank you so much for bringing these initiations to the wisdom community. I know that they're going to be so nicely received. Such an offering to actually have seven of these frequencies that can assist us in the various stages of our development. Beautiful. Yeah. Well, let's go back to the phones. And there's still a lot of people with hands up. So let's go to New York City. And there's a lot of you from New York. So this one is 0322, and you're live with Jean on the phone.
Hello?
Hello, welcome.
Hi. How are you? That was so nice. Thank you.
Yeah, welcome. We're doing great.
Thank you. Yes, that just had me so relaxed, and I wrote in because I was tingling, and I just thought that was so lovely. So thank you. I don't even really know what my question was anymore. Sometimes I write them down ahead of time. But I wanted to thank you. And, I do remember. I was wondering if there's a way to support. As I've been going through my healing, I realized that there's some unresolved anger that I've hidden away. And I'm not sure where the source of it is from, but I've been working on trying to figure that out so that I can release it. So do you have any insight on that, please?
I didn't catch your name, but
okay, I'm Kat.
Either way, Kat, is that?
Mm-hmm.
So there is a frequency called the Arcturian Metatron astral device for emotional balancing that can help to both uncover, maybe have a self-revelation, as well as clear any blockages on the emotional body level. So we could run that if you're open to that.
Oh, yes, please. I'd love that. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, so people will also be experiencing this, so you can have your own specific intention for. And so this is working on the emotional body or astral, emotional, mental body level. It's called the Arcturian Metatron Astral Device for Emotional Balancing. So we're starting that now. Continue to channel the Arcturian Metatron astral device for emotional balancing. And that's the completion of the frequency there. And when you feel comfortable, you can open your eyes, snap your fingers.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you, Kat. Much love, blessings. Yeah. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you. Thank you. That was beautiful.
Yeah, we could all experience that because she had that question. So beautiful. All right, let's go to the web and let's see what we got here. Okay. So this is Jeannie from Brockville, and Jeannie is writing in with a beautiful question. Jeannie says, I would like to know how to raise my vibrational frequencies and communicate with the universe better so I can pursue my purpose and help people and heal our planet. So there's quite a few things in that, Jean. But whatever's coming through, obviously the intention there is beautiful and to raise the vibration and increase our frequency. So it's a beautiful question she has. Anything that you can do for Jeannie and the rest of us would be wonderful.
Yeah, there's a series of frequencies called the Arcturian Divine Fire frequencies, and they're Arcturian-based, but also in combination or resonance with the solar logos or Christ being, and also solar angels such as Archangel Michael. I think that might be helpful, and we can experience those frequencies now.
Thank you.
So we're starting the channeling of the Arcturian Divine Fire frequencies. And this will be working on the physical, etheric, emotional, mental, causal, spiritual, and divine levels. Continuing to experience the Arcturian Divine Fire frequency. At the completion of those exposures to those frequencies, when you feel comfortable, you can open your eyes and snap your fingers.
Wow, beautiful, Jean. Thank you so much. This has been such a beautiful call because we've just been receiving all these amazing frequencies and transmissions. So it's really been a beautiful healing. So I'm suspecting that we are getting to a point where we need to start with the last frequency. Is there such a thing here with these Arcturian frequencies as too much? I know with most healing, we should spread it out and hydrate and things like that. But these are very subtle, as we've experienced as well. But certainly they also have powerful effects. So for those that are working with the Arcturian frequencies, would it be best to spread them out?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, the guidance with, let's say, for example, the package with the seven recordings would be, if this is the first time you're going through those, to do one a day. If the shortest amount of time would be to do another one the next day, just on the first pass, because you want your system just to absorb, because it's not so much the time that you're listening to the transmission. There's a lot of packed information that comes in, so you give yourself time to actually let that like unpack or integrate, like you mentioned. That would be my suggestion. Of course, if your guidance tells you at a faster rate, that would be fine. Once you've gone through all seven, then you could utilize whichever one you want, and also multiple ones in a day, because your system has already kind of seen it once. But on the re-listen, you won't be getting the same thing again. You'll be tuning into the field, that's a living field, and it'll be downloading, of course, something new to you. But you've already kind of connected once already, so you could do more than one in a day at that point.
That was really something profound that you just said there. So you're tuning into the living field. And so what this is this is an open channel to receive whatever the listener needs to receive based on that frequency. So that frequency is opening up that channel. And once that channel is opened up, that, you know, then the conscious transmission occurs based on what that person needs to receive at that particular time.
Exactly. Mm. So it's kind of a different, That's exactly it. But the dynamic living model, rather than thinking of the recording as something that is static, that's been recorded onto, the MP3, and you're kind of listening to it like you're re-listening to a song. It's just acting as a way to connect your consciousness to the living field.
I'm glad that we just spoke about that. Yeah, that's a very important distinction. Beautiful. Yeah, that really takes it to another level. And for those listening that are going, aha, I went aha when you mentioned that. And, it gave me a little bit of a pause. That's why I asked the question. Yeah, beautiful. Yeah. Lovely. Well, I'd love to do this, Gene, unless you've got anything else you wanted to share with the community, something that's coming to you. I think it'd be great to have you finish off with the warrior initiation frequency. Just maybe explain to us one more time what it is, and then take us through that. I think, this has been a great show, and we're definitely grateful for everything that we've been receiving. And it'd be a wonderful way to end the show.
Yeah, that sounds great. Yeah, so our special process today would be is to experience one of the Arcturian initiation frequencies, particularly the Arcturian warrior initiation frequency. And that's the initiation where you're called to develop deeper levels of your own internal power, courage, bravery, to stand up for your higher spiritual ideals. So we'll experience that. Maybe you're going through that. Maybe you need that now. Maybe it's something you've been through, or maybe it's something you'll go through in the future. Either way, it'll benefit you, and the information will unpack at its appropriate rate according to your higher self. Okay, you can just relax and receive, and we'll start that now. We're starting the Arcturian warrior initiation frequency. continuing to channel the Arcturian warrior initiation frequency. Continue to deepen the process of the Arcturian warrior initiation frequency. And that completes the exposure to the Arcturian warrior initiation frequency. When you feel comfortable, you can open your eyes and snap your fingers.
Here we go. Gene, thank you so much. Thank you so much. I just feel so blessed. Spoiled in a way.
But that's good.
Yeah, well, there is no such thing, because you know, this is consciousness, this is the vibration that everyone here is absolutely entitled to receive. We are here in the beautiful collective consciousness, and we're all part of the infinite. So thank you so much for just opening up the channel for us to receive these beautiful healing frequencies. I'm deeply grateful, and I know on behalf of the wisdom community, so many are also very grateful. So I just want to share that with you. There have been a lot of people writing in just saying, basically, you're a rock star. So thank you so much for bringing these beautiful frequencies to us.
Oh, thanks, Ian. It's always great to have our talks and bring in the energy and just share our consciousness with each other. Thanks.
Mm-hmm. All right, everyone. So, wow. This was a wonderful show. This was almost like a private session that we all had with Gene. We had so much healing. So I'd suggest, everyone, that you take a look at those initiation frequencies that Gene is offering to the community. Beautiful, beautiful. You know, awakening, scholar, warrior, queen, king, sun hero, and master. All the beautiful levels that are available. The frequencies are available for whatever level that you're going. And I think most people in the community are going to fall within one of those initiation levels. So I think there's something for everyone. And regardless of if you do that or not, go back and listen to the replay, because there are so many healings that we all received on the show today. Wow, we're just in the overflow. Well, Gene, thanks again. Beautiful to have you on the show. Thank you so much. And we'll talk again.
Okay, thanks a lot, Ian. Thanks, everyone.
All right, take care. All right, shining stars, beautiful souls, thank you so much for being here and for just really being open and available to receive, because your vibration was raised today. All of our vibrations were raised. We aligned with beautiful frequencies today. It was a wonderful show. I loved it. So thank you, everyone, for being here. And we thank Divine Mother. We thank Divine Father. We thank Mother Earth and Father Sun. We thank all the ancient ones for actually bringing us here. And the beautiful, divine, beloved beings of love, light, power, and service. Much love to you all. Namaste. Bye now.